guys.
Good.
Back, Mike.
Good to be back. How's everybody doing?
Where have you been up to?
I've been up in northern Maine, enjoying the beautiful weather. Destination place up there, you know, the tropics up there. So, no, but just been hanging out with the family and watching the little boy grow. But grateful to be back. These off seasons are so long now, three and a half months. It's like you can only wait so long before you start to get itching, and I'm getting in a three-point stance in my living room, you know. So I know my wife and everybody's excited to get back, and it's great to be back out here. You can see everything kind of ramped up, even from when you think about this time last year, to the way guys are working and already out there grinding, and the way the program is advancing, the way guys are advancing, you know, with the playbook that everybody already picked up so fast. So it's good to see that progress coming back after 3.5 months. It's like we never missed a beat.
You lost the nonstop from Buddy here in the middle of Tyson Jackson. Just what's it like losing that guy, and then more importantly, what does Vance bring to the interior for you guys?
Right. Tyson was like a brother. You know, you came in here, and you always worry coming from a new place what it's going to be like. And, you know, Tyson really took me under his wing and showed me how things went around here, and a guy I have a lot of respect for. I'm grateful that, he made a good move for himself. And now we move forward. We got Vance and, another great player, a guy that we've watched at Oakland a bunch, to see what he can bring to the table, shifty, powerful. So he's going to be a really great cog, a great piece for us on defense. And you trust Coach Reed and John Dorsey. I mean, those guys are always bringing in, high-quality guys, not just only players on the field, but the type of players they are in the locker room, the type of people that they are. So we have a lot of respect for Vance. We know he's going to really help our defense out.
Mike, how do you make sure you play 16 games on defense like you played the first 9 last year?
Right. That's going to be a challenge. I think it's all about the culture that we build here. I think we have to build a philosophy and a culture that guys are holding each other accountable, one game at a time, and then building that core, that foundation, so we're not getting tired, we're not getting injured, and that's what the best thing you can do at this point in time right now, because we can't really do a lot with the coaches, can't do a lot on the field, is to build that foundation so that when you get into week 9, 10, 11, 12, you're not getting tired. You're still able to play fast and physical. And we've built this culture where we're holding each other accountable, that we're not letting stuff slip.
Is that new this year?
I think it's just another step from where we were last year. I think, each year you try to build on the year before. That was something that we had. And then I think, whatever happens towards the end of the year happens. So now it's about pinpointing, okay, we started to slip a little bit. We started to let go of what our culture is. Let's make sure we, again, hold each other accountable, and let's play that through the entire season.
How long did it take you to get over the playoff game?
Still not over it yet. That was really, of all the games I've played, two AFC championship games, losing in those AFC championship games, I don't know if I've hurt more than after that game. And then you got to sit on that for 3.5 months. It's not fun. So it's good to be back now and focus on what's ahead of us and use that kind of as fire and motivation going forward.
Derek Johnson was in here a few minutes ago saying, he's so painful he hadn't gone back and even watched it yet. I mean,
did
you bother going?
No.
Have you normally in the other playoff games you go through?
Yeah, I think you go back. I think you do go back and look at it. But that one, I'm with DJ on that. It hurts so much. To be so far ahead and just let that slip again. So you can't dwell on it and let it bring you down. You don't want to let one game beat you again. So you want to use that as motivation going forward. That's kind of that fire and that drive that we can keep reminding each other, okay, we made it this far last year, but let's not let this happen again.
I know you're a team guy, so the loss hurts because you lost, but doesn't even sting you just a little more when they basically, you didn't get a chance to play a lot. They were in, rewind the whole game. I mean, you couldn't even really contribute to it.
Right, and that's on me, and that's something I'm going to work on this year. There was some statistic that I just heard that playing against teams, they were in 11 personnel 70% of the time, last year during the season. So that's on me. So I got to get right. You know what I mean? I have a specific thing that I'm good at, but the way things are going, the way games are being played, I need to work harder this off season so that I can contribute on 3-by and get my butt out on the field.
How do you do that? How do you improve
the pass? For me, it's going to be about changing some of my diet, some physically, how you kind of structure yourself. I've seen guys that can discipline themselves with nutrition has really made a big difference. So that's something that I even started at when, you know, we got done. I already, you know, being so mad about that last game, started thinking about, okay, how can I fix this so I can get out there and help and provide more for my team. And diet was one thing that I looked at and said, okay, I'm going to focus more on my diet, try to turn my weight into the same weight but better weight so I can move around better, be a little bit more shifty, a little bit better, quicker hips and things like that. And that's what's great about this time right now is, again, you can't do a ton of stuff, so now it's about focusing on those little details.
What are you doing differently?
Other than my diet?
No, I mean in your diet.
Right. So I do a lot of shakes in the morning instead of, you know, getting, like, I usually get up and have some bacon and eggs and stuff like that. Now I try to get some fruit shakes. I felt like what that does, it gets your metabolism going, get some protein, get some carbs in there, gets everything going, but it doesn't sit in your stomach. So, again, when I go out there to work out, I don't have this heavy, you know, belly, you know, food sitting in my stomach. It burns up quicker, but it gives me the energy I need. And I kind of do that all the way through till lunch. And then it's all about eating those smaller meals. I mean, you guys have been through it. You're eating those smaller meals, trying to get, you know, better quality foods. And then the supplements, the vitamins, things like that can make a big difference as well. Fish oils and stuff can take away from inflammation and help you to stay healthier. So, and I hired a nutritionist this off season, so I'm going to continue to build and grow there. And I think that's something that I think, you know, if I can stay disciplined and focus on, which I plan on doing, I think it can really help me.
Was that game the jumping off point then? That last Indianapolis game, was that really the jumping off point when you decided I got to do something?
Right. Yeah, no question. Yeah, I mean, as soon as I hit the offseason, I was thinking, what can I add to my game? What kind of things can I add to? Because listen, when you get into year eight now, you know, I'm going to be 30 years old, you know, so there aren't that as many more in front of me as there are, you know, behind me. So I really need to pay attention to what I'm doing. Again, I want to be able to provide for my family, but I want to be able to add to this team, you know, and help us grow and achieve the goals that we want to do. So it was about trying to find those little things that you can add to your game to help you. So nutrition, mental skills, things like that. You know, because everybody's big, fast, strong, you know. So it's about finding the little things that you can add to your game to help you grow.
Mike, is your body on your part that this will impact negatively what you do well? What you're here for?
No, and I think that's, you know, there's a balance there. You know what I mean? I'm not going to try to, you know, fast for 3 months and get down to 275, you know. So, yeah, so right. So it's about, I want to keep my weight about where it is, my strength where it is, but again, turn maybe some of these love handles into some abs, you know.
Does your body feel better now?
It does. It does feel better. You really can tell a difference. I tell you, just changing that breakfast into a shake with some protein has made a real difference. And you can feel it on your joints, things like that, my back, everything. Just, you start to, your structure, the way you're built, starts to feel a lot better. You start to feel stronger, healthier. So I want to continue to go in that direction. Again, I've seen it. I know when I was coming out for my pro day, that was one thing. I had my agent set us up with a training program, and they fed us for 2 months. And it was like, I still to this day talk to people and said, that's the best you've ever looked, is after those 2 months. You know, because I had somebody disciplined and feeding me every meal, specific diet. So when you can do that on your own, it's hard to do, but when you can do that on your own, I think that can make a really big difference, because I've seen it. I can see guys here that do well with their diets, play well.
All right. Thanks.
Thanks, guys. Good to see everybody.
Thanks.